Well, Coach, just a crazy day. First two matches went a lot like yesterday, but the last two definitely a little too close for comfort, but you were able to come away with the win, get the championship for the first time in school history. Overall, just got to be a really incredible feeling right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's like to win duels at state and take a chance to win the state title. I mean, that's the thing that's, you know, going to be. You know, it's good people, good matches. It's going to come down the wire. You know, we got off to a lead in Cole City, got bonus points early, and then they came flying back on us, and we were able to hang on. Dom pulled it out. You know, and then this last one here, we got down early, lost three matches early that I thought we could have won. They were tough matches. And then, you know, we kind of made a move in the middle to change the lineup. And the guys made it pay off. They came through with the bonus points. We got pins out of those guys. And every point counts, as you see. And then Aiden was kind of able to finish it off there at the end. It was an awesome feeling for him, too.
You talk about Dom and Aiden, the guys who got it done for you in the Cole City match and in the Marion Central Catholic match. Two underclassmen. Big pressure match for anybody, especially, but given that they were a freshman and sophomore in that situation, what they were able to do was extremely huge.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think our guys have a lot of confidence, and you know, we talked to them about following the game plan that we had set in place. You know, different wrestlers have different jobs and different times. Sometimes we tell them more than others, but you know, like, it's all about doing their job and figuring out what's the best thing to do in that situation, and we've had confidence in all of our guys that come through. I mean, that's what it's all about. Like, you know, there's a couple matches where some of our best guys get beat and the other guys come through and get wins and win it for the team. So, awesome feeling.
You talk about it being this is what it's like, you know, whenever you're at state, both individually and team state, and the teams that you face, 3-1 in the standing. So you know that those are teams that you're probably going to see later on down the line. And like you said there, with confidence boosters being in wrestling, that's what you're going to need is these moments like this for the get the guys that boost the confidence.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we got quite a bit of confidence in our abilities. But, I mean, the big key is to stay hungry, obviously. They're going to go back with a bitter taste in their mouth. So they're going to go to work and practice, and we're going to have to keep a strong resolve to get better and not coast. And I think we got a lot of driven kids that will be into getting better. I know there's guys that aren't happy with matches that they wrestled, and we just work to build off of that.
And of course, I know that's one thing you always preach is not being satisfied with winning and always looking to take it a step further.
Yeah, I mean, you want to celebrate your big wins, and obviously today was a huge day for us and our program. You know, this is a hard tournament. 60 teams, 2 days, 9 matches. Everybody's tired. Everybody's beat up. And our guys persevered through the two hardest duels right at the end. I just think it's a mindset, and I think that it's something to be proud of, you know. And then you go back to work. Like you said, you can't be satisfied, because when you get satisfied, then people catch it, you know. And obviously, these are very close matches. One match could swing the whole duel, you know, and change everything. You know, we won a couple of really super close matches and big matches down there, and you just never know what's going to happen.
And, of course, too, one of the hardest things to do is whenever you have a team as talented as yours is, you know, not getting ahead of yourself, and especially during whenever you really haven't had too many close matches. And I thought, too, the way that your guys were able to bear down and persevere is what separates good teams from really good teams.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's one of the key ingredients, you know, and I think that, you know, not being satisfied and that inner drive, obviously, Coach and I will push them hard, and like I said, we've got a lot of good personalities in the room that are very driven on their own, and obviously, we've got another big competition coming up in 2 weeks. Princeton will be a huge deal, and looking forward to that. The individual side of things, we're going to see a lot of good kids, and where we can get our guys to by then.
Of course, now at the halfway point of the season, I know you guys are extremely happy with this, but like you said earlier, you know, now's not the time to really get too comfortable, and really you just got to continue to take this momentum and carry it through to the second half of your season.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just give them a couple days off to have fun and relax for a little bit, and then we'll get back after it hard and getting ready for Princeton and go from there.